what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to your home for World Poetry Open Mic. We are the crew here at the Open Mic. I'm J. Todd Underhill, hanging out with you, the radio show that just doesn't quit. And with us, we've got Mr. Michael Amade, the artist formerly known as Michael Amade. He's now just Amade.
We can't stop. We won't stop.
Can't stop the rock, buddy.
That was a Puff Daddy Nos reference from the late 90s, in case anybody was keeping score there.
All right.
Wow.
And
my MC Hammer pants really helped that, too.
Oh, they did. I was quite impressed with how fast you put them
on. Well, the cool thing is you put these on and then you dance. You move your legs really fast, but because the pants are so baggy, it doesn't really look like your legs are moving. So you're just kind of gliding in places.
Okay.
And sporting his vanilla ice haircut, please welcome the nine-thumbed half-squatch.
Ice, baby.
Ice, baby.
I don't know.
My favorite film of all time. One of them is Cool as Ice.
Oh, you know what?
No, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where he's doing the...
Number two.
Ooh, Ninja Rap.
Yes.
The Secret of the Ooze.
It's really good stuff.
Great movie. And best line from Cool as Ice. Yo, why don't you drop the zero and get with the hero?
Whoa.
Real line.
Are you kidding me? You still remember that?
Yeah, well, my pickup line I've been using now is, hey, you guys like snakes?
Oh, no.
I've got snakes on a plane. Sorry.
I got like a million of them chasing me right now. I think I just kicked a snake nest.
Wow.
Uh-oh. All right. So what we got to do is we got to pay some bills before we get started with the poetry. We're being brought to you tonight. You may have seen it on your way in on the left-hand column of our page. We are being brought to you by NatureBox. Healthy snacks. We're talking non-GMO, vegan, gluten-conscious, lactose-free, no sugar added. You can choose savory, sweet, spicy. I prefer spicy. I like everything a little more spicy.
Really?
Yes. They've got chipotle chickpeas.
Ooh.
Holy cow.
No, those are chickpeas.
Santa Fe corn steaks. I mean, in the yeah.
Santa Fe corn steaks.
I know.
That does sound really, really good, doesn't it?
That's really good.
I'm looking on their website. I'm like, oh, I'm
then
so
again,
hungry.
You know, I'm one of those crazy paleo guys, so I can't even have the corn. But maybe. It sounds amazing.
But you can gather the nuts and everything like that, so.
I can gather the nuts.
On naturebox.com, you freak.
Wow.
All right.
You like how we dropped that in the middle of a commercial?
I know. So, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to click on the left-hand side, click through, order your Nature Box. They deliver every month. Check them out. They are healthy snacks. I've been really health conscious trying to lose weight, and I'm so looking forward to getting my first order, brother.
Me too, man.
All
me
right.
Too. I mean, sincerely, I've been really looking. There's a lot of really good stuff there.
It's yes.
Really good. You know, you can gather the nuts, as it were.
Gather the nuts. Yes. Have some granola.
Box. Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Have the roasted kettle kernels. You can order a couple of those. Anyway. And wow. My wife, she's looking forward to trying the granola. You know, she's kind of hippy-dippy that way.
This life is fleeting. You know, we're not going to be here forever. We might as well have really good food and have a really good time.
Yes.
You know, I think that was God just blessing us just now.
That's
a good point. So go to NatureBox. Go click on the left-hand side. Go there.
Never mind.
God tells
that
you
was
to.
God accentuating our conversation.
That's right. It was like an it was a cosmic and divine apostrophe.
Apostrophe?
Epiphany.
Or
epiphany.
Are you talking exclamation point?
Exclamation. I was thinking more of like a sarcastic asterisk.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. So before we damage ourselves anymore, we're going to get out of this commercial for NatureBox. You're going to want to check them out on the left-hand side of our website. But we are going to do poetry here.
Poetry.
Now is the time to call. If you want to call, share a poem with us, give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That is correct. Call now.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous. But hey, there's a first time for everything.
Melanie, what can the problem be? Sweet Melanie, why won't you go out with me? She lived across the street on the 15th floor of the Gailmore building. I saw her in the shower reaching for some soap. I knew she had to be the girl for me, and to think I probably never would have found her if I hadn't bought that telescope. Oh, Melanie, what can the problem be? Sweet Melanie, why won't you go?
Poetry Open Mic's phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now. We here at World Poetry Open Mic want you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary, located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help.
Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal, or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS and ordering a bottle of wine with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with the wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980.
How often do you think about the air you breathe? Oxygen, gas of life, or secret military death vapor? Tonight.
Slipping sideways, silver stars collide and fade away just like our love that died. And there is nowhere in this universe to hide from you tonight. I've wrestled with angels all my life. It's always the halos and the wings that keep you blind. And if I fought with all the strength I held inside, I wouldn't be out here alone tonight. I wouldn't be standing 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 alone tonight. Alone tonight, just like the western star I'm sinking. The angels curse me blind with straight and crooked thinking. Alone tonight, just like the western star I'm sinking. The angels curse me blind with straight and crooked thinking. I've been crossing out the words I left unsaid. From the epilogue left lying in my head. Where there is poetry and tragedy unread. Until tonight. There's no other angel quite like you. They broke the mold, a thousand pieces, icy blue. Though I tried to realign them like I do, you in your own way, and I did too. So here I am. Tonight, just like the western star, I'm sinking. The angels curse me blind with straight and crooked thinking. Alone tonight, just like the western star, I'm sinking. The angels curse me blind with straight and crooked thinking. Oh,
And you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. I am J. Todd Underhill. We've got lots of good callers queued up.
Oh, so now, many good callers, don't we?
Call-in segment is closed down, but don't worry about it. We're going to do another one. So get
we
ready
might even do two
one.
More.
We might
Whoa.
Even do what?
Holy.
Whoa.
That
Holy what?
Is just freaking
You know
crazy
why? You
time.
Know why we're doing stuff that's so good? Because it's Good Friday. And this is what,
it's
we,
good
do.
Friday,
we, need,
right?
this is what we do. We need some hope. Some hope. On this evening,
and you know what?
It's actually a pretty power. It's a very power. I was raised Catholic. It's a very, very powerful thing in that denomination. But I mean,
it is
in exactly. many others as well, of course.
Exactly. And we're gonna have good poetry on Good Friday because I've seen who's lined up. So
oh, yeah, this is great.
Let's go ahead and just go to the first one.
Should we go to the first caller?
Well, yeah, totally. Yeah. Bring in it. She's the World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month for National.
Un momento, por favor. Un momento.
She is for National Poetry Month. Our Poet of the Month. Please welcome from Pennsylvania. She is Ellie.
Hello, Ellie. Are you there?
I'm here, Jay Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome aboard our show.
Oh, thanks. It's always great to be here on Friday night with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Are you enjoying your reign as National Poetry Month Poet of the Month?
I am. My crown keeps slipping a little, but it goes back in place when I remember why it's there.
There you go.
we can get it refitted, Ellie. So next time when it comes around, it'll fit perfectly.
Yeah, well, I think my head's getting big enough. It'll probably fit in another day or two.
Yeah, I think. Perfect.
So you guys have to share with us tonight?
Yep. I have a poem for you, and I read it last year for Easter weekend. I wanted to do it again because it's so fitting for Good Friday and Easter Sunday. It's also in my book, Silent Song. It's called The Baker, The Bread of Life.
Awesome.
Jesus said to Peter and John, go and get the Passover meal ready. Luke 22:8. This day in Jerusalem, I was baking the unleavened bread for the Passover meals. Two men approached the stall. While waiting on another customer, I overheard their conversation. They spoke of this man called Jesus and the miracles he performed. The next day, I saw the crowds and joined to see the cause. I stood next to this man, John, who I sold bread to yesterday. He said, they are to crucify my Lord. As I watched him pass, carrying the cross, my heart was touched. I knew not why. He paused and looked into my eyes, spoke these words to me. Your hands have baked the very bread that became my flesh to save the world from sin.
Nice.
I knew
well
he
done.
Spoke the truth. Astounding as it was, his eyes were filled with sorrow, yet shone of love. I knew that I had found my Lord this sorrowful of days. So through it all I lingered, witnessed all his pain, wept my tears of penance, vowed my life to him. On Sunday morn I heard the shouts, the tomb is empty, he is risen. My heart was filled with joy. My promise made that very day, the only bread I'd make would be to feed the hungry souls with the bread of life each day and tell them how he gave his life that we might learn to live in love and follow in his way.
Well done.
Well done, Ellie.
Oh, thank you.
That was a really powerful piece.
Yeah, it is. It was last year, too. I really enjoy the fact that she does that. For Easter each year.
It's cool to mark. It's cool, it's really first good. Of all, that you, it's a great work, Ellie, and thank you for reading it. The other thing that I've just got to mention, it's cool that we can have these traditions.
Yes.
I mean,
totally.
The fact that we were around last Easter still kind of blows my mind. So that's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Ellie, that's great. Yeah. Please don't ever stop reading that on Good Friday for us.
I won't. Yeah, I
unless
won't.
She comes up with a new one.
Well, okay, obviously that.
Oh, okay.
Do you have another? Do you have a new one you'd like to share with us as well? Do you have a new one you'd like to share with us as well?
Oh, no, I don't have one in front of me.
That's all right.
That's okay. It's okay.
But I'll tell you what, I have my book right here in front of me. Do you want me to read another one?
Of course. And what's the title of the book, and where can we find that book again?
Oh, okay. It's on Amazon.com. and it's called Silent Song. And the author's name, it's my nom de plume, is Ellie, and then Lejeune, capital L-E, capital J-E-U-N-E.
Beautiful.
But I have a little short one about angels that fits in with
perfect.
This weekend.
Perfect.
It's a little on the funny side, light side. Where are the angels?
All right.
Okay. I'm terribly sorry if you can't find the angels. It really is all my fault, and I apologize. You see, every night I pray for 1,000 angels to fill the house of all my children. There are 6 of them. And Mary has an in-ground pool. That's another 1,000. Then, of course, I pray for 1,000 to protect each one. Oh, then another 1,000 for their spouses and loves. Then there are 10 grandchildren who must have, at the very least, 10,000 to protect them, you see. Then I get a little carried away when it comes to all my beautiful friends here on All Poetry and World Poetry Open Mic, the poets I hold dear, 1,000 or 2 or 3 to inspire and protect. Oh, I forgot, the millions and trillions I asked to send around the world to comfort, protect, and guide. I have an idea. I'll pray for 10 million more, or 3 or 4, to be on standby, just in case.
Wow.
Nice.
Ellie, that was cool. I really liked that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that kind of fits in with the weekend, too.
It really does. It really does. Ellie, thanks so much for everything you do for our show.
Oh, I just love it, guys. I just feel like it's... I don't know. It was all meant to be, all of us together, you know, on Friday night.
I think so.
It's such a joy, and you guys are just, you know, to be able to share my poetry. It's not just all written down somewhere in a book put away, you know. It's such an honor to be, and a joy to be able to share what I write and the gift I've been given, you know.
Well, we're so glad you do.
And Ellie, the honor is all ours. I want you to have a very safe and happy Easter. And know that we're blessed by your poetry here at this show. Thank you very much.
Oh, and bless you guys. Bless you mightily and your families.
Awesome.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. So that's how it's done. Ellie leads the way.
Really solid work, too.
Through the roof.
As always.
As always.
As always.
And talk about through the roof. Our next caller is going to be just as good.
Oh, yeah. Let me pull him up here 1 second.
He's been through a lot with us. In fact, since our second week, he's been on with us. Please welcome to the line from the Mitten State. He is Dennis.
Hello, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Doing great. You're on the air now. It's Good Friday. We have a beautiful, very significant weekend here.
It's been definitely a Good Friday, but for us poets, every Friday night is Good Friday.
That's it.
World Poetry Open Mic.
Well, thank you for saying it. That way I don't have to say this to every other caller because I was really just fishing for someone to say that.
Yeah, there you go.
Excellent.
Deep sea fishing. Well, what do you have for us?
I have a couple poems for you. With this being Easter weekend, it's a very reflective weekend. We consider what God has done for us and how we respond. Well, the first poem I'm going to read you is Life's Path.
All right.
The choice now before us, be it blessing or be it strife, you see we must choose wisely as we traverse this short life. It can lead us to the tree of life or a forbidding foreign place. We must set our paths carefully as we journey through this space. We need not walk the lane alone. A friend wants to hold your hand and be with you through all your trials and lead you to the promised land. The choice is yours. Free will abides. You're the master of your own fate. But hurry, for time is fleeting. Blessings or cursings for you await.
Wow.
Well done, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The next one is on a little bit lighter note.
Okay.
All right.
The title is Daffodils.
All right.
Daffodils arrive early to grace the dawning spring. Late in March, they rise their heads as returning robins sing. Sometimes called narcissists, these bulbous plants do thrive. With shades of yellow, pastels in white, their color shows spring's arrived. Different varieties spring to life. My favorite, the large trumpet in yellow. What better way to announce the spring than with this trumpeter fellow?
Nice. Wow, well good. Done, brother. Again, you're just killing it.
All right. Well, let's have a great night of poetry. I want to get off the line and let someone else get on. And I just want to say God bless you all and have a wonderful Easter.
Oh, we'll God bless you, and you have the best of Easters.
I will.
All right. Thank awesome. You, sir. Thanks so much.
And that's it, man. I'm just killing it tonight. Ellie, Dennis, just bringing it on.
That's great work tonight. I'm really excited, really encouraged by
it. I know. I mean,
they always lead off so strong. We've got other great people in the lineup as well, and we also have some submitted poetry. Exactly. And by the way, I want to throw this out, because we haven't really said this much the last few weeks since we've been kind of dealing with so much stuff on this end.
Yes.
We spent some time with the technical stuff. I think we got it figured out. We're working on figuring out people who might be having compatibility issues with Android and whatever with our listening platform. However, also, don't forget you can send in poetry and submit poetry to World Poetry Open Mic. Go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just put it in the contact form there. Or you can send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. We will get to it. We've had a few things. We'll be reading some tonight. Exactly. And some that have been backlogged. So much great work coming up.
We're going to be doing a couple of mine. This is going to be great.
It really is, isn't it? And we've got another great caller.
Yeah, he was first time caller last week. He's calling us back. We didn't scare him away. Please welcome to the line, Dale.
We got Dale. Dale, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, excellent. Yeah. Well, you're on the air. What do you got for us this week?
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to read first. The other one I was going to read last week, but I couldn't find. It was also based on I read the Nikki Sixty Heroin Diaries, which really is a must read for anybody.
Yeah.
And there's a story where, I'll just make it short, he did not know he had a sister. He thought when he was young that he had his mom was pregnant, but he never remembered having a younger sister. So eventually, after much, talking to his mom for years, she denied it. She finally admitted that they had a sister that was born with a mental disability where she wouldn't develop past an infant. So she was in some kind of, special hospital.
Really?
And he called to see if he could see her, and they said, sure. And he said he would be there after their tour. They were touring for the new Tattoo album that year. And apparently she died 2 weeks before the tour ended. He never got to meet her.
Really?
So he built a statue for her, an angel statue for her. But anyway, oh my God, I was reading that in front of Starbucks. And I actually started crying almost in front of Starbucks reading that story.
Wow.
And that was just so moving to hear that, the story, very sad, but very moving. So anyways, this is what came about after reading that.
Okay.
It's called A Twist by Life's Lies. A stolen secret comes to life just in time to watch it die. Bits and pieces of jumbled haze bring macabre memories to a shattered brain. Lies since birth bring distorted pain as a bitter past bows to shame. The serpent's breath finds its way deep in the veins of distant days. Riding on wings of steel above the dragon's fire allows a heart of gold to live free and inspire. That's it.
Great, man.
Love that piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool, man.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you. Like I said, I just was so moved by that story, I just couldn't help it. Write something about it, It was just...
That is a really amazing. Moving story, isn't it? It's just such a... And, the thing
I mean,
is... And we all have rough things that happen in our lives, and we all have to deal with things. And it's always, it somehow never, even though you know other people have a rough time as well, it never ceases to be a surprise when someone is like thrown in your path or their story is kind of exposed to you and you think, man, we're all really going through some an intense experience known as life.
Exactly.
I know. It's life has its ups and downs, but
it sure does.
You know, that's why you gotta enjoy the good things when they're there, because it's like they don't last forever and neither does the bad things. That's why you just have to find your way through them, you know.
You hit the nail on the head, Dale.
Exactly. And yeah, I try to remember that no matter who they are, if they're famous, if they're infamous, if they're a political leader, it doesn't matter. They've got their own lives that they're leading around what they're doing as well.
Right, exactly. And we don't see that. We just see, you know, especially the people in public figures, you know, we just see what's told, what the media portrays them as, you know, instead of really what may be the truth.
Yes.
You know, what they're going through at times, you know, because we all go through them, you know.
The court of public opinion, brother. Did you have another one for us?
Yeah. So I have another one. This has not been read because I have not posted it on Writer's Cafe yet, and I have not read it anywhere. So this will be the first time anybody's heard it or anything like that. I just wrote it today, actually.
We need theme music. Dun, 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 dun. Dale's debut.
By the way, for anybody who's listening, Writer's Cafe, I'm the Rock and Roll Cowboy, by the way. That's why I go by
Cafe. Oh, you're the Rock and Roll Cowboy. That's why I didn't put two and two. Awesome. Welcome to our show, brother.
Yeah, thank you. okay.
All right. Well,
this is
ahead.
Called, yeah. Okay. This is called Thoughts at Easter Time on a Park Bench.
Right. Okay.
I sit and watch some of God's miracles as they run around searching for colored eggs, enjoying their innocence, the first gift they ever received thanks to the Almighty One's generosity. I wonder with a melancholy smile how long before life breaks their precious gift. Have some of them already had it stolen, keeping the disappointment hidden beneath the beautiful wrapping it came in? I begin to ponder why we eventually lose the one thing that makes us feel the freest, before we are robbed and chained to disappointment, heartache, and lies. I shed a tear for how life begins for all of us, a tear of joy for how life begins for all of us, then I weep like a rainstorm for what we lose on the journey to the afterlife. I then go about my business of enjoying what I still have, cherishing all that I love. I know wholeheartedly that I am here today, but could be gone tomorrow.
Very well done. Well done, Dale.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to sound so surprised. I just didn't put you in the Rock and Roll. You and I have been friends on Writer's Cafe for what, 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah. Is this Todd?
This is J. Todd Underhill. Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, no, actually, you're not. I thunder-cussed you again. I thought I was, but I thunder-cussed you after the show last week because I didn't have you on the show, but you weren't on my list. I don't know if it's in the system or what, so I had thunder-cussed you again.
No, are you being an elitist? Is that what's going on here?
I was not being elitist.
Too good for
Dale.
A cowboy. A rock and roll cowboy? You're
I know.
Too good?
I'm not too good. What the heck? No, I'm sure it was just some sort of computer glitch because I swear I've been reading your stuff for years.
Blame the computer.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I've had people, too, where they say, I've asked them, why are you taking my list? Oh, I didn't. So I don't know if there's sometimes when there's things and they come off the list or what. And every once in a while, it seems to happen because people will say, why, I didn't take you off my list. I'm like, well, I didn't either. So what happened, you know? So I don't know if there's glitches in the system that keep making, you know, doing things or what. But, yeah, it happens on occasion. So.
Exactly. Shame on Writer's Cafe. No, I'm just kidding. I like that place, actually. All right.
Anyway, thank you for having me. I'll let you give some other people a chance to read their beautiful work. But it's a pleasure to be on here, and I love what you guys are doing.
Excellent. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. I'll be probably calling you next week. All right.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
I know you're just joking about calling me an elitist and all that, but man, you know, I didn't know that they'd kicked us or separated our friendship.
I think I've actually heard a few other people say that kind of about in Writer's Cafe that sometimes it seems to get a little squirrely. So
it does.
I legitimately was just kidding.
In a dork term that our half squatch would understand, Writer's Cafe gets a little wonky at times.
It does get a little wonky.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I tape my ankles.
Yes. My ankles get a little wonky too.
Do they?
Yes. Oh,
well, that's not why I tape my ankles for my ankles, not my ankles.
No.
All right.
Anyway, next caller. Okay. Hey.
Who's this one?
We have Mr. Lewis is on the line.
Lewis, how you doing, brother?
Are you there, sir? We try this again.
Lewis, are you with us?
Lewis, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I got you, bro. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, brother. Thank you for calling our show.
Good, good, good. I got one that's it's an Easter type one, citing this Good Friday today.
All right.
Yeah. I call this one Jesus Christ, the first Grand Knight of the Priory of the Eternal Zion.
All right.
Yes. Of old, the promise made in ages past, the baby born in lowly Bethlehem, his life, it was one to forever last. The promise, it was manifest in him. On old Golgotha, where the Master died, redemption, it was seen and manifest. Those loyal to him, they sore and bitter cried, for they knew that of heaven he was blessed. Yet on that Easter Sunday, Christ arose and 40 days later, he did ascend and from the sky, he will again return and put sad, sickly sin to eternal end. Happy Easter.
Wow. Happy Easter, my brother. That was great.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
Lewis, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling our show, and thanks for sharing, you know, thanks for always sharing such good work, and we can tell it's so honest and true from you. So thank you so much.
Privilege.
The privilege is all ours, sir.
Keep the faith, my brother. Keep the faith. All right.
Okay. Lewis is gone.
From Savannah.
Okay.
Yeah, he got some rainstorms earlier this week, like some serious rain.
That's right.
Now, we have the last caller in the segment.
And then we're going to do a
submission.
I'll read a poem.
And then we'll go back and we'll do another call segment. So if you're trying to call now and you've been trying to call for a while and you haven't gotten through, just wait until you hear us playing music and we're in another call segment. That's when we'll be able to answer, okay?
Right.
But this next caller is a friend of the show, a very admired person on the show. We have Mr. Don Hagelberg on the line.
Nice. Welcome to the line, Don.
Mr. J. Todd.
Hello. How are you?
Mr. Half Squat.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
He looks, in this light, he almost looks like a three-quarter squatch.
Ah. Don't catch him when he's squatching.
Oh! Love it.
What do you have for us, sir?
I changed my mind. I am going to read Ichthyology because it is Good Friday.
Excellent. All right.
Begins with a quote. Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach him how to fish, and he feeds himself for life, unless collective greed nets all the fish away. This is for my reverend, this is for my teacher, the Reverend Dr. Gustavo Gutierrez, mi padre. It comes in three sections. Section one, a South American coastal village, 5 minutes before a fishing cooperative is founded. The dust of the streets windlessly catches the air. Broken nets stretch unmended. Their boats are beached, unattended. Broken men, broken women sit with their broken children, wishfully thinking of fish, of which there is not. Broken men compound their women. Their women turn to fracture their children, a fish to break. There are whispers, but a fish to break with bread, there is not. Hail, boat full of fish. Life is with you. Blessed are you among boats. Blessed is your belly to catch. Only fish eaten to live. Come to us now, or this shall be the hour of our death. Amen. 2. The Bear River in Hemingway's Michigan. Trout belong in deep ponds. Slow stops on this stream. Measures for length of line and time. Hooked on fishing. The line's living end, the filamental worm, incited by the trout, either by smell or by wave, is finally nibbled at. A quick jerk sets the hook. A steady reeling in surfaces the fish. But without a net, the blinking trout must somehow be thrown to one of the stream's sides. But in the mid-air of the mid-toss, the trophy trout bankrupts off both hook and expectation. 3. Poem as fish. You splay the caught brain food. Now can you debone the word delicately enough to keep both flesh halves whole in text.
Wow.
That's incredible.
This comes from a chapbook that was published in 2010. It was limited to 500 copies, and they've been distributed and sold, the title of which is The Finnish American Poetry by Juhana Rauhala, Bill Vartmo, and myself.
Wow.
Wow. So
that's that. I don't know if I should take time to... No, that was long enough. Let's get to other people and the break, okay?
Oh, Don.
Don, thanks so much for...
Thank you very much for keeping on the air, and I will try to get an e-note to you with an idea about getting the word out.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah, we love those ideas, sir, especially from poets that are plugged in like yourself and are involved in the community. Absolutely.
Yeah, you just go to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. You can email us any of your ideas, really.
Absolutely.
So.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Don.
Enjoy the Easter. Thank you.
Have a blessed Easter.
Wow, so... Guys, that was our callers for that segment. Wow.
I'm going to follow that.
And yeah, please do. I'm going to get ready for a submission here, okay?
All right, awesome. So this one's kind of going to be quick. I don't know. We'll give this a try. Since it seems to be the theme so far tonight, I'm going to do one called A Sunday Prayer. I wrote this last Sunday for my National Poetry Month, entry number 13. Heavenly Father, I know you are merciful unto me. I pray for your guidance each and every day. Open up my eyes that this blind man can see. Listen to the prompting that the Spirit may say. I have the hardest of heads and hearts and cannot hear every prompting the spirit sends. And I'm so close-minded, I know that it smarts, stiff-necked and all, you still want to be friends. Your love is a blessing unto my existence, though I know I'm quite a disobedient son. My human trials have brought you much resistance, and through it all, my salvation cannot be undone. Each day that you provide, I try to become better. A work in progress is what I say from time to time. You forgive me over and over, a sinful debtor, failing to walk the straight and narrow line. I pray quietly that you may soften my heart and loosen my ears that they may someday hear. Open my mind unto the love that you impart. I need to be more flexible. That has become clear. Give unto the world the love that you give us as well. That is how I need to live my days. Avoid the temptation that can lead us all to hell and repent for all of my sinful ways. Heavenly Father, I am thankful for your grace and all the tender mercies that you provide. And though my sins I can never erase, it is for them your Son came, lived, and died.
Well, very good, dude. I like that. That was very good.
You know,
nice.
You should might want to consider writing more poetry or maybe kind of
or something like
bit.
That. You're pretty good.
You got a bit of poetry on occasion. Yeah.
On occasion.
Entry number 13. Have you made it to 18?
I'm through 18, and this year I upped the ante. Last year I completed a poem a day for 30 days straight,
okay,
which is kind of taxing. So I upped the ante, and I'm like, what am I going to do to top myself last year? So not only am I writing the 30 poems a day, I'm also generating them as audio tracks,
right,
and putting music behind
which
them.
Which is so cool.
And you can follow along. Friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/jtoddunderhill, or you can just check me out, Writer's Cafe, All Poetry. Click the link, check it out. It's more fun than anything, really.
So I think I'm going to publicly offer issue you a challenge.
All right.
Okay? Since you're doing this. And I knew you were going through kind of a writing dry spell for a little while.
I was.
So I'm going to make a public challenge, and I'll be willing to accept another challenge in return for this.
All right.
But I would like to challenge you to go for another 30 days. Doing what you're doing right now.
Oh, wow. So 60 straight.
Why not, dude? Why not?
Do you know?
Wait, just the writing?
At no, least and just the audio.
And the audio.
Writing. Create, wow. As a creator, ooh, as an artist, ooh, that is our job. And you know that I put my money where my mouth is, too, with the work I do.
I know. God, you know.
I know. It's uncomfortable, you know, isn't it? Everybody at home is hearing this going, ugh.
And you know what? You know what? And I've always said this. I'm the genuine article. I don't overinflate anything I do on the internet. I'm not a fifth degree black belt. I don't own a sports boat. I don't race cars.
Wait a second. That's directly off my dating profile.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm going to say, yeah, I'll give it a try. If I don't make it, what's the outcome?
There's no negative. All right. I'm not going to make you donate money to a charity you don't like or anything.
Oh, well, no. I'm kind of you. I don't want you sending me pictures of.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, so really briefly, just to qualify what we're talking about, I did this thing where I kind of went on a fitness diet program last fall, and I made a I want to say the name of the organization, but I made a kind of a bet saying that if I didn't text people and tell them that I was, you know, making the gym every day, if I wasn't eating the right, you know, meals, I would send them pictures of meals or descriptions of it. If I didn't follow through and didn't complete the program, I had to donate $300 to an organization that I absolutely, absolutely despise.
Yes.
And I classify it as a hate group. I think most people do. Yeah. And there is literally, I would rather die than contribute money to that group.
So you're not going to hold that to me.
Of course not. But I committed that to, and in fact, another friend of mine, which was great, this is where you can have a true friend as well. I mentioned that to him. He goes, great. Well, here's the deal. If you don't do it, I'm going to donate the same amount of money. I'll match it. So you'll make me a contributor. It's like, man.
Yeah, see, that's a little.
That'll
definitely push you.
It's playing dirty, but it now is. It's not, you know? So, at any rate, so that's what I'm saying. So, anyway, as a challenge.
Okay.
So
60
is
days.
Is there anything? You can think of one for the next break if you want me to do something.
Or I'll think of one in the 60 days that I'm doing.
Yeah, that'll work.
That gives me time.
That'll work.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Yeah, it'll give him some time to think.
Okay.
Yes. Since he's got to write 60 now.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm doing four albums this year and a book.
Hey,
come on.
Hey.
We got to get back to callers. We have a submission. We got a show to do. Come on. Let's get on it.
This one is. This is a Well, you know, we're here to share personality as well. This is from Pam Schwetz. This is actually, this is a submission. It's called
Pam Schwetz. Yes, she contacted me tonight.
Oh, did she? Yeah. Okay. Well, this is called The Widow Grieves.
All right.
The widow grieves her mate is gone. She cannot bring him back. There's no relief. His life is done. An internal attack. He tries to ease her painful pleas by visiting in dreams. She welcomes him, invites him in, a reuniting whim. They keep in touch. It's not the same. Should they play this game? Love lives on when life is done, although it's not the same. A broken heart is hard to mend. It's going to take some time. Though we're apart, I do intend to keep you in my mind. The tears I cry are not in vain. It helps to get them out. And yet I try hard to remain in touch without a doubt. And that was written on 4/18/14.
Wow, that was today.
Pam Schwetz, that's right.
Pam, the newest of the new for our show. Awesome.
Wow. And, I mean, that's, you know, we talk a lot about poetry and art and literature being honest.
Yeah.
And you know, you can really tell. There's something you can feel. And it doesn't have to be about a specific subject, but you can feel when it's honest. And I feel like that one really is.
Yes, very much so. Pam, thank you for submitting our show. Mike, good read.
Oh, thank you.
So
I did that standing on my head, actually. Most people don't would never know that.
Yeah, because it's not television, it's radio.
That there's a reason why we're allowed on the air.
Yes, and because your hammer it's not pants television. Were falling all over the computer and blinding you. And
I'm
you
wearing
still
my hammer
on.
Belt.
You're a tool belt, all right. Anyway, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. We're going to go to another call-in segment. Now is the time to call 720-240-9766.
Call now.
Hey, psst, buddy. Buddy, come here. Come here. You write poetry?
Yeah.
Well, we like to hear poetry. You can give us a call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. You got to call, man. We're jonesing for it.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man. I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me alive. Just keep me emotions. I'm not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero. I'm not the savior. Forget what you know. I'm just a man whose circumstances went beyond his control. Beyond my control. Beyond his control. Hides behind a mask.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
So no one else can see.
Secret, I've got a secret.
My true identity.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo.
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 Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo
life. Now she's dehumanized.
World Poetry Open Mic's phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now. If you're looking for live poetry events, then I've got a hot tip for you. The third Saturday of every month at the Artworks Building in Richmond, Virginia is the place where you need to be. Partake of poetic magic in the Center Gallery, hosted by Director of Poetry for the Urban Individualist, Siddhartha Pierce. This historic and unique poetic venue is beyond compare. To learn more, go to urbanindividualists.com or artworksrichmond.com. The feature readers for March are William S. Peters Sr. and June Barrifield. The Artworks Studios and Galleries, located at 320 Hull Street in Richmond, the only place you would want to be on the third Saturday of every month from 1 until 3 p.m. Experience the best of poetics from around the world live and in person. Don't miss it.
Liquor, don't drink that.
Why?
Mine.
Oh.
This message brought to you by the United States Department of Condescending Paternalism.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
And we're back. Here at the Hall of Justice, you know, there are a few people in this life. I'm really jealous of their voice. That announcer is one of them.
Really?
Meanwhile, at the Hall of... No,
that dude's voice is over the top.
I cannot even begin
to describe it.
I mean, his voice was over the top. Can you imagine if he sounded like that just in everyday situations?
He did.
He's like, you're getting up, it's 3 in the morning. I'm sorry, I can't sleep. I'm going to get a glass of water.
You know, that I read a story once about the guy that did the voiceover for AOL, the You've Got Mail.
Oh, yeah.
You've Got Mail. He was in the grocery store checking out, and the gal's like, I know your voice from somewhere. He's like, yeah, I think you do. You have AOL, right? She's like, yeah. She's like, how about if I say this to you? You've Got Mail. She's like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, Don LaFontaine, the guy that did the movie trailers, coming soon. His voice.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones. I'm jealous of
James Earl Jones. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really get jealous of men's voices.
No. But if you could have a woman's voice, whose voice would you have?
Well, Siri would be hilarious.
Siri would be,
because I could really screw
hilarious
with people. They'd ask, like, Siri, where's the next restaurant? And I could, like, lean past just and be like, say things like, you might want to consider a gym instead.
Wow.
Absolutely hilarious. You need to learn that impersonation, and that way, when, or at least, you know, someone's
something
driving
like that,
and they're getting directions, you could be like, turn left.
Turn left. Turn left. Here. No, that's Crunch. An alley. That's an alley. It's dangerous.
There you go.
This is a parking lot.
Okay, take a left. Another left. Turn left here. Another left. I'm going in circles, Siri!
This must be, this must be the GPS course for NASCAR, right?
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Actually, you know what? I could create an app that is just GPS comedy.
GPS comedy? Ooh, that would be awesome.
I wonder if we put that GPS for NASCAR in Casey Mears' car, then he might have a better season.
No, wow. I'd actually had an app idea a while ago. I wanted to have a picture of Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook and two animated like boxing gloves, and it's just called Zucker Punch.
Oh, please, somebody save us from ourselves.
Well, we do have a caller.
We do.
What?
Thankfully, we have
Thank
a caller.
Gosh,
a long time. And it, you know, it's kind of chill. You know, it's a little bit chill tonight. And I think part of it has been people like, they're coming off the rails, technically.
Coming
well,
off
guess
the rails.
What? We're back. Yeah, we went off the rails. We took a swim. We came back. And we got back on the rails.
Here we go.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah,
time to rail the troops. Please welcome from Ohio. He is Tate.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Tate, are you there, sir?
Hey guys, yeah.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Hey, how is everybody?
Oh, we're doing good. Better now that you're online with us.
Give us some direction.
I've got a couple for you, Ben.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Is everybody happy tonight?
Ecstatic. Oh,
yeah. We are. How about you, sir?
My daughter gets married in the morning, so I'll have to get to bed here pretty soon.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Wow.
Well, two more to walk down the aisle.
That's your boy.
And years to pay it off.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then I've got one graduating here. Tate graduates next month. So.
Nice. I love those baseball pictures, by the way. That was great.
Oh, thank you. How many do you want tonight? Two?
Two, yeah. We'll do two.
All right. Let's see. Let's do the first one will be Child of the Night.
Okay.
I have to wonder now and then, as the dreams I once held divine have left me just like other men to age and wither on the vine. For once I thought that I would be so much further along in life. Now the dreams that I once could see so cut me quick just like a knife. Perhaps the gods that ruled my fate have turned their back on me now, lacking what I once thought so great, leaves me this truth to disavow. Where is the strength that gave men pause when once I bent life to my will? When I was game for hell and taws and drank until I'd had my fill. Be careful where your shadow cast, as the dimming light pays a toll. The day will come when you breathe your last and you will have to face your soul. But then I gaze upon my child with the strength and fire to fight, and think of when I was so wild that I shunned the day and loved the night. It makes me want to continue to keep the hounds of hell at bay, to push the muscles and the sinew to wake to face another day.
I know I've mentioned this before, but I love the cadence that you get with your poetry. It's great.
Thank you. Okay, this is the one I told you about.
All right.
Jay Todd, the baseball one, about going to my kid's game the other day.
Oh, cool.
The wild one. I call this one Day in the Sun. And you know, he transferred schools, and this was his first year and his last year in high school, but his first year at this new school. And there, he played on the basketball team. Now he's on the baseball team. And this is one of the first nights he really got to play.
Okay.
And because we had an injured player. All right. With the start of the first inning, as the wind whistled through the trees, our shortstop had his shoulder broke and the fates blew in on the breeze. This team was a thorn in the side of the Harding President's Club. It was on this night that my son Tate was scheduled to play as a sub. The kid pitching for North Union hurled a cooking heater downfield. You could hear that freight train coming as its hide was about to be peeled. Their coach then rallied his talent, pressing their shoulders to the wheel, like natives dancing round a fire, driving devils who struck a deal. A death-defying mid-air catch, the bounding ball tossed on the run. The devil was in town this night, riding in on the setting sun. They drove, they slid, and nearly flew, as if angels rode their backs, while running bases half-possessed, plowing the field with cleated tracks. No one remembered the last time that our team had beaten this bunch. That night they took the field in style, serving them all up for their lunch. The dice kept coming up 7, and oh, prophetically so. When the sun had finally set, the score was 7-0. So come ye fathers and follow your child through the tough time, every one, for the off chance will someday come when they will have finally won.
Nice. Wow.
Very nice.
That was the
very
one nice. You and I were discussing that you said everything kept coming up 7. I'm like, that should be a poem, right?
Yeah, that's
that was,
it.
That was great.
There you go.
And I leveled that comment with, like, reminded me of Charles Bukowski's Roll of Dice.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was just, the sevens just kept coming. I mean, I don't know how. They just rolled over this team. Now, last year, this team beat us 10-0. Nobody could even remember the last time we beat them. I mean, they just run-rolled us last year. It was horrible.
Yikes.
Wow. You know, I remember back from when I, and it's been a while, but I remember back when I was competing on teams and everything. You learn more from the ones where the teams just flatten you. And it actually,
oh, yeah.
I've noticed that there's that kind of that phenomenon the next couple of years. If, you know, sometimes you can learn from it and just knock them out the next time.
Very
well,
much
and so. I would much rather my son learn to be a graceful loser than an arrogant winner.
Amen. True,
exactly.
Amen.
But an arrogant loser takes talent.
I used to actually throw darts on a dart league. There were several arrogant losers on dart league.
Oh, I'm sure. No, you know, Tate. All joking aside, I think that's a really good point. That's a really strong point.
It is.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that you learn from sports. You learn how to lose gracefully.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you learn that it's not personal either. That's the thing. It's
well,
you know.
That's true. Baseball's a little different than basketball. In baseball, for instance, you have to throw to second if that's where they're headed. I mean,
sure.
In basketball, you do not have to give it to the other guy if you don't want to.
And that's right. True.
But baseball is a team sport where you have to depend upon your friends. And that's one thing I really love about that sport.
Exactly. And,
you win or lose as a team.
And I don't want to bust anybody's chops about basketball, but you get into the whole Michael Jordan and some other players won some championships, and Kobe Bryant and some other players won some championships. You literally can do it with one good player and a couple of extras.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean,
kind of, sort of.
They're all like NBA like players first, so they're not exactly like, let's just find some guys on the street and have them play with Michael Jordan. I'm sure he would have lost that.
No, I agree. I mean, you couldn't have.
They
been
already
the
made the top of their profession before they were just the secondary guys. But okay, fair enough.
Right. Yeah.
Tate, thank you, and congratulate your daughter for us, and congratulate your son when he graduates for us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good night.
Have a great night. Have a happy Easter, and good luck with the wedding tomorrow. That sounds amazing.
It'll be great.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Speaking of people graduating, we need to let our listeners know that we're coming up on 2 weeks off in a row.
Well, and it's going to be towards the end of May.
Towards the end of May.
And because first week in June.
Because we've got some special people graduating around here, too.
Some pretty. I'm finally graduating elementary school.
No.
Thank God. No. I mean, no.
No, we've got Marie, who is actually the Hasquatch's daughter, who's right. graduating right. the first week, and we're all going to be there supporting Marie.
That's right.
Yay!
That's right. I'm wearing my best scary clown costume, and I will be there for the graduation.
Exactly.
Those hats are going to be aimed right at you.
And then... The week after that, because she's in a different school district, even though we only live a couple of miles away.
Right.
It's amazing.
AJ Underhill is
That's right.
graduating.
That's right.
And I'm so proud of her. She needs to get her head screwed on straight and finish the year strong, but I am proud of her. She's come through a lot.
You know, and that's really it's so we're taking off because we always, you know, the listeners of the show and our community here is very, very important to us. But one thing, and I'm sure every poet here will agree with it, one thing we agreed when we started this is that family still has to come first, and family always does.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons that we would think of taking a couple weeks off.
It's kind of a milestone for
big milestone.
For some people.
I'm checking with the because AJ graduates on a Saturday, we may actually be able to pull off that show. I'm checking with the wife,
handling
things out.
Okay.
So. No, let's let it be what it is.
Right.
Let's do two. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to be on a bender the first Friday. I'm kidding.
No.
I'm not actually going to do that. Trust me, I actually get more. And you guys know me. Right. I actually have more fun creating something than
you do.
Ridiculous. So.
All right. So we're going to do a submission?
Yes, we are. Speaking of creating things, this is really cool. This is Christine Perry. And it's called When the Children Cry. When the children cry, I start to wonder why. And wonder what went awry. Some say you should try, and I just wonder why. When the children cry, I want to make things right, and hold them oh so tight. It shouldn't be their light, because that just is not right. When the children cry, there is a day to try, and a time to reach for the sky. When the children cry, you can only sigh, and hope they're not too shy, when it's time to try. And that's called When the Children Cry by Christine Perry. It was a submission that was sent in at worldpoetryopenmic.net. If you're listening and you want to submit, if you're a little bit nervous about calling and reading, which we understand, go ahead and you can send poetry and we'll read it on the air. Just go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, put it in the contact form there, or just do worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Either way works.
And just for some listeners who may not be avid writers of poetry, you guys can read someone else's poems
or song lyrics.
I
do that on occasion myself.
We had one of our callers at the very beginning called in, and I remember Mickey and claimed that he wrote some lyrics that ended up being Katy Perry songs.
They were quite
awesome,
quite well done.
And I found out after the fact that he was actually with headphones listening to the Katy Perry song, repeating them.
That's pretty impressive.
It is
really
it's pretty impressive.
Last time I saw that guy, he was on painter
without
stilts.
Singing.
What?
It's true. Without singing him. I can't do that.
I can't do
that
either.
I'm all about the Katy Perry song, so I have to tell you. So, Mr. Underhill, you have something for us.
I'm trying. My tablet kind of locked up, but we'll do this one.
We'll see
if I can.
Sounds good. And then we're going to do something special and then try another call break in case there's anybody who wants to do it. If there isn't, that's cool. We'll just wrap up for the evening.
All right.
But we have a few cool things before we do that.
So I did National Poetry Month entry 13. I'm going to do entry 12 that I did last Saturday. This is entitled The Summer Walk. I walk the streets alone at night, in search of what I do not know, with my own regret I now fight. Nothing I do will make it right, through the suburbs, down to Skid Row, I walk the streets alone at night. Others' actions make me contrite, I dare not let my feelings show, with my own regret I now fight. Down by the tracks in the moonlight, I try to deal with my own woe. I walk the streets alone at night. And it's my addictions that I indict, something I wish I could forgo. With my own regret, I now fight. I wish my life I could rewrite, how I wish I could make it rain or snow. I walk the streets alone at night. With my own regret, I now fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That reminds me a lot of I've Become Acquainted with the Night.
Yes.
It reminds me quite a bit of it. But I mean, it's definitely not the same, but it's kind of in the same the same area.
Yeah. And, it, you know, I sometimes I do. I just go out for a walk to kind of set my head straight and do what I need to do. Well, I'm going to do one more before we go to our...
Go ahead. Yeah, right. For sure.
I can get this
I'd,
to work.
I'd love for you to be able to do a couple of poems tonight as well, you know?
All right. So let's do this. This is one you inspired, actually. You and I went out Thursday and had lunch. So this is National Poetry Month Entry 17, inspired by words by the artist known as Amade. This is entitled Angels and Demons. The angels and demons of creativity surround me, astound me, with the blessings they whisper in my ear, a blessing and a horrid curse, for better or worse, as I write my verse, my lot in life becomes resoundingly clear. The angels act as my inner muse, support my views, styles I blend and fuse to make up my own poetic voice. The angels of my soul's inspiration feed my elation, bless my oration, this poet really didn't have a choice. The demons seethe, hiss, and shout, fill me up with doubt, nonsense they spout, they're trying to make me go mad. They try to make me feel worthless, inspirations wordless, poems without purpose, constantly detracting from what the angels add. Angels and demons walk together, I think, personal war or on the brink, causing me to spill my ink, I would never change how I write poetry. Angels and devils far beyond my control fill up my soul, one common goal, the angels and demons of creativity.
You took that one and ran with it, brother.
I'm telling you, man. That whole thing about angels and demons just triggered something in my mind.
I could see it happen when it did,
too. I know. It was like I checked out. There was like tilt, and I'm like, I'm writing this right now.
I literally saw that he gets this little, like, something kind of clicks. You can see it in his eyes. He goes a little mental.
He does.
And he's like,
mental?
What?
Well, yeah.
What? Angels and demons. I'm like, okay,
here we go.
So, this is either going to end with us going to jail or a good poem.
You know, speaking of good poems, we have a member of our crew that writes good poems.
Oh, yeah. We have a member of our crew who has spent years, sometimes, well, actually, if we're honest, he spent eons.
Yeah.
Studying, writing poetry, a certain type of poetry, and we haven't really done anything for a few weeks.
I know.
Since we got on here, we've had a lot of things going on, and all of his thumbs and toes have been doing something kind of important. But now we're kind of having a glitch-free show.
Yes. Now's the time.
Knock on wood. Yeah. Now's the time for it to all go crazy.
Because he is
the haiku master.
Wait, I can still hear.
Stretching. There's just too much awesomeness to stay still.
Hi-ya!
There can only be one. So I kind of feel like I'm speed skiing right now. Or is that, how do you speed ski?
You just go down a very steep slope, okay?
Or,
it sounds like a good,
what's how about that? Speed skating?
Biathlon-y?
Yeah. Speed skating down a very steep mountain?
Yeah,
that's speed exciting.
Skating. You're Apollo Ono.
There you go.
Yoko's missing son.
Wow. He went there. I knew it. Yeah,
I remember being on Twitter and Yoko Ono started following me for some reason. And I thought, oh no, I got to get her off my Twitter page. She's trying to break my band up.
Wow.
You know, she's following me, too. And she's following the radio show.
Is she really?
Yes.
Is she following everybody on Twitter?
No, I really think that she really does have an active interest in the arts and poetry.
I believe so as well.
Well, that'll be nice. Okay.
Hey, Dennis, if you're listening, if you want to call back and read a song, please do so. But do it in the next segment. He just sent me a message about that. Okay, so...
Let's do the...
Once a week, or
haiku.
Generally well, once a week, yeah. The haiku master sits down, he peruses his deep unconsciousness, and he comes up with an amazing piece of haiku, sometimes three. But in this case, we're going to do something a little bit different. So we have one by the haiku master, and two from other very accomplished haiku, but some would say masters as well. I don't think they've spent as long doing it as you have. You know, and it's kind of an important piece. But here we go. Number one by the haiku master. Missed the day by one. 14-4 and 17th. The national day. Hmm.
Hmm.
Wow, that was kind of more aggressive than I meant for.
Yeah, it was.
Quite aggressive, dude.
I'm sorry. That was my aggressively interesting. Okay. Now, this is another. This haiku is actually from John Barlow. It's the 2013 winner of. Is it the?
It's the Irish Haiku Society.
Irish Haiku Society.
Yeah. So this is hand selected by the haiku master to be highlighted.
Hand selected from the Irish Haiku Society, which is millions strong.
Thumb selected.
Hundreds of millions. Thumb selected by the Half Squatch.
He thumbnailed this one.
By John Barlow. Over the eggs, they laid too soon. Late falling snow. Pretty cool,
I like
huh?
that.
It's a good one.
I like that.
And then this one is, it's Gerald.
No.
Oh, no. Okay, I see it. It's
okay.
The Gerald Brody. Memorial Award?
Brady.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Gerald Brady.
That's Gerald Brady Memorial Award 2013. This is by Peter Newton. Mm-hmm. Middle age in the mirror, the turn toward it.
All right.
That's a really solid one, too.
Peter Newton wrote that? The yep. guy, Newton. Henry VIII.
No, not that guy.
No, no, no.
Peter Newton sometimes also uses the stage name Tiny Tim.
Oh.
No, I'm actually kidding. Don't sue me for slander. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm just not done yet, guys.
You're not done yet?
I think we need to open it up again for more calls.
I think that's what we need to do too. Let's open it up. Let's if there's people want to call in. Let's see what we get. Let's see what we got going on.
Exactly. And before we go away, I do want to let you know we are being brought to you by Nature Box. On the left-hand side of the column on the page that you sign into our show, click there. Check out all the nutritious snacks, healthier. Better alternatives to, Twinkies and ding-dongs and that sort of thing. So, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We are the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hi-ya!
Bienvenue, bienvenue, welcome, come on in. If you're calling from outside the United States, country code 1, area code 720-240-9766 to get a hold of J. Todd, Michael, or JT.
the whole doom.
We are.
How now, brown cow? How? Oh, we're on.
Hound, unique, yes,
New York.
Unique New York.
The human torch was denied.
Stay classy, San Diego. All right. Wow.
Only because he gets it toasted. Tonight?
What? What? Huh? No one knows what the name San Diego means.
We're like running way late.
We're running with.
I love it.
No, I'm late.
No. No, you're not.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Brian. All right. Let's.
Wow.
This is where we start going crazy. Okay.
The bag of tricks have come out. No. Pouring out onto the floor.
This is where I'm like, okay, we got nothing more. I'm gonna start trying to do Stewie impersonations.
No, that's gonna be at day 45 of the challenge. You just threw out. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna write a poem about Stewie Griffin.
All right.
Wow. So
here we go. So we have two callers that called in. Of course, the first one is someone who's already been on the show tonight.
He's a
special. Yeah.
He's a repeat offender.
No, you know what? He's just a repeater.
All right. This is on the line. We have Dennis. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
We're doing excellent.
Doing good.
No, here you have something special you want to share with us.
Well, yes. This will be my singing debut on World Poetry Open Mic.
All right.
It is a old classic, and I hope you'll bear with me.
All right.
The title is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
All right.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I look over Jordan and what do I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels. Coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sometimes I'm up, and sometimes I'm down. Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavenly bound. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Nice.
Excellent. Bravo.
I admire you. It takes a lot of guts to sing a cappella on World Poetry Open Mic, and I'm very impressed.
I have the greatest respect for Michael doing it. I know I'll never be his caliber, but I can wish.
Oh, no, you're very good. In fact, I think the Colorado State Senate has a bill pending that I can't sing publicly anymore. So
I've signed that bill too.
Hey,
oh, I'm sorry.
JT signed that bill. I sponsored it trying to get May 1st classified as J. Todd Underhill is a PR nightmare waiting to happen day.
There you go. That's already been declared. What are you talking about,
Dennis? Excellent job. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're having a fine time there. I just thought I'd continue and help out a little bit, and I appreciate you allowing me to do that.
Oh, thank you for calling our show again, brother.
Thank you. You're such a vital member of this family. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm holding you guys close to my heart. God bless you all.
Happy Easter, brothers. Wow.
Well, I mean, talk about having a great show. It's turned into a bit of a variety show tonight. But, I mean, I'm not saying that in a sarcastic way. That's pretty cool.
However, I saw you breaking out your tap shoes out of your
briefcase. Yeah, I'm about to kind of lock out some of my Michael Flatley stuff here. Really, I think you all should be very impressed.
Okay.
No, I mean, just be impressed before I do anything, because that generally motivates me to start.
We'll be impressed first, and then we'll see the
result. I feel like no matter what I do, you're going to be like, that was nice. Then I'm more inclined to actually do anything.
That's pretty much what we do with you all the time.
Gotcha. Nice. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I smelled condescension in here.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of someone who actually, well, this is someone which I think is a very, is where being condescending is completely out of reach.
No.
We have an amazing poet who calls our show on a regular basis.
Yes.
And his name is Chris.
From Lansing.
Yes. And let me get him on the line.
And there he is.
Chris, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Excellent. You are on the air.
Well, way cool. Listen to Dennis. When we used to sing that, we sang a little bit differently.
All right.
Yeah, but that was a different lifetime ago. That was back in the late 60s, early 70s. So it had a different connotation then.
All right.
Interesting.
Anyway, but he did well. He did well.
He definitely did.
And it was worth listening to him. So I've got one for you and maybe a second if you got the time. I don't know.
All righty.
So here you go. Silence isn't quiet, isn't gentle, soft, empty. It isn't fragile, compliant, complacent, nor loving. It isn't golden, nor treasured, or held with dreams delight for some. Silence. Silence is noise so loud you can't hear. It's the volume of the anger in another's eyes. The distance a broken heart falls till it reaches the rocks, it shatters soundlessly as it disintegrates through them. Silence is the crowded room you can only exist within. The walls you didn't build, surrounding, enclosing, tightening, strangling. Silence is the sound of footsteps you never heard, just wished, and the echo inside of feeling the hand you hadn't held. Silence is the tear as it forms behind, within, and in front of your eyes, for only reasons you know, or never knew until the silence is you.
Nice.
That was it.
Very well done.
Wow.
Wow.
That was great, Chris. Thanks. That was really a cool addition.
You got one more for us?
One more.
All right.
Because Dennis had to sing, so I'm going to give one that's not a song.
All right.
Somewhere over the rainbows. Follow the yellow brick road, the story of life, our lives. Are all the roads so traveled? Paths of existence, changing times, displaced lives. Echoes of fear, wanderers lost and found. Even freedoms, new days, new ways, ever and all pathways. What is the distance between now and then, as fading to the past? We stretch through all the futures, to all the whose we are, were, will be, every me, tastes infinity. It was a good night, guys.
It certainly was. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Chris.
I appreciated the quality of your show tonight.
Thank you.
People were great. The sound was good.
Thank you.
We're really excited about that part, Chris.
It was precious.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I got to admit, every time somebody pulls out a Wizard of Oz reference, because of what surrounds my life, I get choked up.
And I can understand. Chris, thanks so much for everything you did for our show this week. Thank you to all of our... Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And we look forward to hearing from you next week.
Fair enough. You take care.
Thank you. You as well. Happy Easter to everybody. Your homework assignment, as if poets don't have homework, is to go out and get one friend who wants to share poetry on our show.
Poets don't Bring have... We in. Might. Poets do have homework, but sometimes we don't have friends. That's why true. We have. That's why we do poetry.
Actually, I got to say, I actually have a lot more friends since I do poetry.
Oh, absolutely.
And before I owned the title poet, so to speak. So
that's
you.
Well, I mean, basically, everybody listening to this show basically needs to understand. Don't believe a single word I say.
Well, to a point.
Unless, I'm kind of like certain political commentators that I want to talk about.
Unless you're a potential sponsor, then you believe everything he tells
you. Oh, stop it.
Wow.
All right. So, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic for the Half Squatch, for the artist that is known as Amade, and from your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. We want to say thank you and have a happy Easter. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Coming for to carry me
home. Ah.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. With every step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. We're heading for a fall. Set your mind at ease. Won't
you save us from little things? One of my feelings took a ride today into a black box and it came out gray. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you?